All right. All of our nursery workers are gone today. So you just hold them babies and I'll try to preach them to sleep. How will that be? I'll see if I can't knock a few of them out, you know. I don't see that it really should be a problem, you know, because I can get to adults most of the time, part of them. So, you know, babies shouldn't be a problem at all, you know. So just hang on to them. Good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. I'm telling you, I love the song selection this morning. I am blessed, you know. We need to always realize that. If most of y'all know that a few years back I had a little heart problem, and I went to a doctor, and he took care of it, fixed it. But, you know, they still want me to come back about one time a year to have a checkup. Well, they've never found anything wrong when they check me up. And I guess, they, you know, that's a good thing. I always think, well, that's a waste of time. You know, that's a waste of time. Didn't find nothing wrong. But, yeah, these checkups. And I go for this heart checkup, and it's always went well. And I got thinking about that situation. You know, I want to be checked up so I know that I'm okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about spiritual checkups so you know you're okay. You think about it, that you might know you're okay. There's a lot of things, you know, and I do a lot of things as a pastor. I have a lot of responsibility. You know, I do baptism and weddings and funerals and you name it, just a continual thing to do. But one of my most important things is to know and tell you to know that you're all right. You know, I'd hate to get to heaven one day and miss one of y'all. Well, you think about it. I mean, we're going to be in heaven together. All those that's saved, born again, is going to be in heaven together. I'd hate to get up there one day and say, well, I missed that one. I didn't tell them the way. I didn't tell them about the truth. I didn't tell them about the Lord Jesus. So let's look at some scripture this morning. St. John chapter 14. Starting out, we're on the blessed side of this thing. And scripture I'm going to begin with, pretty plain. A lot of people say, well, I don't know how we could do that. Well, I'm going to explain a little bit about that. St. John chapter 14, I'm going to start in verse 1. Everybody look at this. This is a commandment, you know, the word of Jesus of what he wants us to be. Anybody think Jesus wants you to be sad and sorrowful and down out all the time? You know, that's what the world would say, but no, he wants us to be an upbeat and a cheerful people. In St. John chapter 14, verse 1, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. And, you know, this is a lot of times we use this scripture in many different situations, but I think it's a daily thing that we should not let our heart be troubled. And somebody said, how could you do that? You know, I've come up with an answer in that. If you don't want your heart to be troubled, give it to the Lord Jesus. Amen. Just give your heart to him. Then you won't have to worry and struggle about this so much. You know, that's fairly easy thing to say. And it goes, Father, it said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Now, that gets pretty plain. That gets pretty easy to understand. When I thought about this, you know, and then I get to thinking about a lot of people that maybe know the way, but they don't follow the way. They don't accept the way. They may speak it with their mouth. Confession is made unto salvation. Amen. I know those scriptures. But I also know the scripture in Matthew chapter 12 and verse 33. It said either make the tree good and his fruit good, or make the tree corrupt and his fruit corrupt, for the tree is known by his fruit. And so we have this scripture. I'm not here to judge anybody, but we're judged by this word of God about the kind of fruit that we're producing. You know, I get thinking about Christians, and I talk to them a lot of times, and nearly everybody I talk to, anywhere I go, oh yeah, I'm right with God. I'm on my way to heaven. You know, I have a six-pack under each arm walking out of the store, you know, and telling me that I'm right with God. Well, understand this. This is the word of God that tells us that it's either good or it's bad. There's no in-betweens in this thing. If they came in right now and pulled you out of this church and took you into a court of law and accused you of being a Christian, Would they convict you? Would they be enough evidence in your life and your fruit for God to convict you of being a Christian? You know, you got a judge sitting there. You got a panel of jurors sitting there. And they're going to bring the evidence up. And they're talking about, well, I've got evidence. He's a Christian, and this is evidence to show. Would you be convicted as a Christian? We need a little evidence to show, yeah, we're a child of God. Yes, we're born again. We're under the blood of Jesus. I think that needs to show. Would you be convicted if they took you to court this morning? Down in John chapter 14 and verse 6 again, it said, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And so we start talking about Jesus. And this is what he was telling Thomas. This is what he was telling all of his disciples after he had gave them this promise. I mean, they were in a hard situation and a hard time. And he came, gave them the promise, said, don't let your heart be troubled. Said, you got better than this on the way. And he started telling them about the promise they had in heaven and how he was going to make the way for them. Jesus is the way. Now, if you tried to get there any other way than Jesus, you hadn't made it. I'll be very plain about that. You just hadn't made it. Acts chapter 4 and verse 12, very plain. It said, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And so it's Jesus. You know, that's the only way you're going to get there is through Jesus. I know a lot of people say, well, I'm going to work my way. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. You're not going to get there unless it's through the blood of Jesus Christ shed on the cross of Calvary and you accepted him as your Savior. That's it. Any other salvation you might try to obtain except through Jesus is like mopping a mud floor. The more you mop it, the muddier it'll get. You just think about that. That's it. And so we go on with this and we talk about these things and we see all these things. Now, we're here for a checkup this morning. I want you to be considering in your heart, if God calls you today to be gone from this life, are you going to be in heaven? You know, we need checkups in life. I want to look over at some scripture in St. John or 1 John. Let's go to 1 John first. 1 John chapter 5. Y'all turn there with me just a minute. First John chapter 5, and I'll start in verse 7. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. These three are one. Now, bear record in heaven. In other words, they give an account of what's going on. And verse 8, and there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit and the water and the blood, and these three agree in one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater, for this is the witness of God which he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God has the witness in himself, and he that believeth not, God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And so we have this record given of the Lord Jesus Christ. God's plan for salvation for this whole world. And it talks about, we've got this plan. If you agree with it and accept it, you're good. Amen. That's what it's talking about. In verse 11, it said, this is the record that God had given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Now, that's where the checkup comes, that you have to decide in your heart and your mind that you know for sure that you've done what God asked you to do in believing on his Lord, on his Son, Jesus Christ, that if something happens to you when you pass from this life and we're all going to die, nobody's going to get out of it. Somebody said, well, what if the Lord comes back and takes us out? You'll pass through in a moment and twinkling of an eye. And then be with the Lord forevermore. In verse 13, it said, these things I have written unto you that you believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. These people that tell me you can't know, they're making God into a liar, out of a liar. These people that say you can't know if you're saved. Amen. This scripture says you can know that you may know. You can know. You know that you've done according to what the Lord called on you to do. He's convicted you by the Spirit. He's drawn you. And you've accepted. Verse 14, and this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. Now notice this, and this is the confidence that we have in Him. You know, that's where we need to be, confident in that we've applied and we've done what God has asked us to do. We have received Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. We've gave our heart to Him. Said, let not your heart be troubled. Praise God, give it to the Lord Jesus. He ain't got a problem with it. And in verse 15, and we know that He hear us. Whatsoever we ask, we know that He have the petitions that we have the petitions that we desire of Him. And so this is in the confidence, knowing that we're saved by the grace of God. And when we make petitions, when we pray, we know that He hears us. Isn't it a good thing when you kneel down and pray and ask for something and God answers it before you can get off your knees? That it's already taken place. He's already worked it out. That's a wonderful thing, isn't it? Let's look over to St. John chapter 6. St. John chapter 6. And I'll start in verse 33. Well, let's back up a little bit. St. John chapter 6 and verse 28 and 29. This is a good question a lot of people ask me. This is the beginning. This is the start. This is where it all has to come together. In verse 28 it said, then said they unto Him, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? You know, that's a good question about working the works of God. Well, the first work of God. And then Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that you believe on Him whom He has sent. So the first work we have to do for God is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, the one that God has sent into this world to die for the sins of the world. And so when people want to start working, you're going to start believing on Jesus. That's what it's going to have to be. In verse 33, it said, for the bread of God is He which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Then said they unto Him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. They decided He had something they wanted. You know, that's the beginning. I don't know how you were saved, but I know how I was. I saw a lot of people that were saved and living for God, and I wanted what they had. I wanted the peace. I wanted the joy. I wanted the happiness that comes with it. You know, even in the face of disaster and trouble, they could have joy and be full of the power of God. And I thought, I want some of that. That's what I'd like to have. In verse 35, and Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. When He starts talking about never hunger and never thirst, it's a one-time deal. When you go to Him one time, you'll never have to do it again. That's what He's talking about, that if you come to the Lord Jesus Christ, you're never going to hunger again. You're never going to thirst again. I had a hunger and I had a desire and I had a thirst that I was a lost dude. I'm talking about lost and undone without God, no hope in the world, on my way to hell. That's exactly where I was. And when I came to Jesus, He took away that. I'll never hunger and thirst again after Jesus, because I got Him. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and to him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. All that the Father giveth to me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. You know, I'm not in any danger of being cast out. I'm not in any danger of my name being taken off the Lamb's Book of Life, you know, because that's an impossibility for me, because God says it so. In verse 38, for I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of Him that sent me. And this is the Father's will which sent me, that all which He hath given me I should lose nothing, but should raise it up at the last day. Now, that continues on talking about that basis. You're going to never hunger, never going to thirst again. He said He's going to lose nothing. If you're saved by the grace of God, you're as sure as God Himself. And this is the will of Him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on Him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Now we're preaching salvation by the grace of God. For by grace are we saved through faith. Amen. And we're talking about salvation. We're talking about a checkup of your heart. Do you know that you've got it right with God? Are you under that grace that I'm speaking of? Have you believed on the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? That's the plan God has given us, and that's the plan we have to go by to be saved. You know, I sure don't want to get there one day and somebody be missing. Somebody's not there. And if that happens, I want to have a clear conscience and say, I told him. That's all I can do. You know, I can't save anybody. Never have, never will. But I can tell you how to be saved. I can come and pray with you. Somebody said, well, pray for me. I can do that. But when salvation, you need to pray for yourself. Now, I can guide you how to pray. I can help you with that. And I want everybody to have their checkup today that when you start to leave this service, you can leave and say, I know I got things right with God. If my life is required of me, if something happens to me, I'm going to heaven. That's what we want to know. That's what we want to check up on. Everybody stand on to your feet. Chris, we'll have a verse of song. I put in them babies to sleep. I didn't get Zachary. I don't believe we got him. We're just going to sing one verse of a song. It's not about music. It's about God touching your heart. You know, that's what it's about. When he convicts you, then it'll be right. You won't need a song. You won't need nothing. I got saved out in the middle of a potato field. There wasn't no pianos out there. There wasn't nobody singing nothing. I thought I heard a heavenly choir after I got saved. Because I was so excited. I don't know, people think, well, I don't know about that. Well, I don't either, but I thought I did.